Madam Clerk, item number one.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report providing an update on the new fare collection system. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Anita Connolly.
Yes, Anita Galata Connolly, Managing Director of the Milwaukee County Transit System. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I have presented you with an update on our purchasing of a new fare collection system for the Milwaukee County Transit System. As the report indicates, we received funding through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of $7 million to replace the fare system on our buses, which is approximately 20-some years old. We have been working with a consultant to determine what we should put in the specifications for the system. As a result of the work that we've done with the consultant, we're recommending that the system move forward with a new fare box that would validate bills, which our current fare box does not do. It just receives them. It doesn't validate them. And it would also have a contactless smart card system as part of the fare box. We have looked at a number of different systems across the country, worked with them. This is the technology that most systems are moving forward with. As the report mentions, the smart cards can be used in replace of our current passes and tickets, which are paper printed and shown to the driver, validated by the driver. The fare box will validate the smart cards as people board the bus. You don't actually have to swipe a smart card. You can just tap it on the fare box. You can even continue to have it in a wallet and tap it on the fare box. So it facilitates boarding very quickly. It's easy for individuals who are handicapped to use because they don't have to get it in a slot. About 55% of our passengers currently pay with weekly passes and tickets. And we expect that the community would quickly adopt the smart cards. Smart cards can be loaded either with a weekly or monthly pass, or it can be loaded with an amount of money that can be deducted on a per-ride basis. So there's a lot of flexibility in using the system. The smart card allows you to automatically encode a transfer on it, so anyone who's using a smart card either as a one-ride ticket or as a pass of a week or a month would automatically be able to transfer to the next bus just by tapping their card. So that's not a problem as far as that's concerned. At least initially, we'd continue to use transfers for passengers that are boarding with cash, and then we can look at other options for handling that, either deciding to eliminate transfers for cash fares at some point or doing something else with that. So that decision does not have to be made at this point. We believe that the system is very flexible and can be used for a variety of different options. The next step, we will have work with the consultant to prepare the technical specifications for the system. We would like to be out to bid with this very shortly, and the picture that you have behind the report shows what the fare box looks like. There are three, I think, major manufacturers that make a box that would meet these kinds of specifications. Just for your information, this little side piece, that's the piece that the driver sees and can code in his particular information on, and the fare box looks very similar to our current fare boxes, but has the upgraded features that we've discussed. So if there are any questions or concerns, I'd be happy to answer those.
Any questions? Go ahead, let me take it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess what I'm confused on is, the transfer thing, those would be for the people. So basically in the beginning it's going to be some people can still, not everybody has to use the smart card, is what you're saying.
Right.
That's why it'll still be kind of a hybrid system, because some people will be using cash, and then somebody will use a smart card.
Absolutely.
But there will be no more weekly passes. And because you still have people using the cash, there still has to exist in some shape or form the paper transfer.
we would start out that way, and then the committee could determine if they wanted to go to a higher cash fare that might include some of the cost of an additional transfer, and then not allow individuals to transfer, or how they want to handle it at that point. I think that probably the best approach is to get people comfortable with using the smart card, see how many people are still using cash at that point, and then we can determine what we want to do as far as transfers in cash.
A couple more questions, Mr. Chairman. Where are people able to purchase the smart cards and fill them up with money? Is that online, or how does that work?
We would anticipate having them be available both at our outlets, like we currently sell tickets and passes now. We would have a number of outlets, probably 100 outlets, that would sell passes that could actually put money on the cards. Then we'd have some lower level outlets that maybe sell already pre-coded cards, because the equipment to actually put more money on the cards is fairly expensive. But we would anticipate having about 100 outlets across the county where you could go to buy a smart card or put additional money on your smart card. You could also do it online. And then there would be other outlets that would sell either a pre-coded value, say a $25 card or something like that, or it would sell a 7-day pass or a 31-day pass that's already pre-coded, so they don't need any machinery or equipment to do that. And that's how we would distribute them.
Two more things. So the pre-coded ones would be what we would probably be dealing with the MPS students then? Because right now they get the weekly pass.
Yeah, we'll have to work with MPS to see what works best. You can code the smart cards really any way you want to code them. And so if MPS continues to want to have a 7-day type of pass, we would distribute through them smart cards that had 7-day passes available. We could also move in stages to the smart card when we implement this. We could start out by doing all of our commuter value passes, all of our U-passes, all of our long-term passes with the smart card. Then once those are working fine, then we could convert, say, the monthly pass and the weekly pass, and, you know, do it in stages as well. We haven't really finalized an implementation plan, but there are a number of ways that you can move forward that would eventually move all of those things onto a smart card.
Can you plan on going through the RFP process now and coming to this committee with a recommendation of who we should contract with in April?
Normally, we go through and award contracts ourselves without coming back to the committee, but we will go through our federally required RFP process that'll, determine who the appropriate vendor is with the parameters that we've kind of outlined here today.
Last thing, Mr. Chairman, then. So what happens with that kind of up-and-running print shop that you have over at your complex?
We'll have to determine what happens with that. We've looked at a number of different options, and it would certainly... there's a potential to scale back the operation, although we really only have 6 employees in that area, 4 supervisor and 5 individuals that produce all of our printing. We've looked at how much other printing we do besides the tickets and passes. Because we're going to initially continue doing transfers, we'll probably continue to have the print shop for a while, and then when we determine what we're doing with the transfers, then we'll have to determine whether or not we eliminate that entirely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Ms. Connelly, quick question. Your smart card is going to be a day pass? You're trying to eliminate the transfer.
We are not doing a day pass initially, but if we decide to eliminate the transfers with the cash fare, we could do a day pass at that time.
So if an individual gets the smart card, you get a transfer at the same time?
Yes.
Right. I would like you to bring back the information of how you implement the smart cards in March session. If you're going to phase it in with the UWM, like you said earlier, do you think you have that?
I'd like to ask if I could bring that back later once we determine who the vendor is going to be and when we're likely to get the fare boxes, because implementation on this is probably going to take into early next year.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be recommending any changes in the fare system until a little bit later, and I'd like to work with the vendor to get an idea of how they've implemented in other places and what they would recommend. So I would like to bring that back to committee a little bit later if that would be possible.
That would be possible. But make sure your DB part, this portion is there. Could be not the minimum, could be a little higher because of the type of machine technology and the number of people getting to the file with that. Any other questions? Pleasure of the committee. Senator Bukowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, obviously this is very important information, and I think that the entire county board should have this. So I'm going to move that we receive and place this on file so that everyone will have this in their packet for the board meeting.
Thank you. Any other questions? Any concerns? Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Weishaar.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
And as you're looking at these reports, have been signed. It's just copies because some people are concerned. I had concerns, but I know when I looked at them, they were signed. Item number 2.